What's holding you back? What do you need? No, just say it today. No, for real. Say it.
Me, funding. Every time I'm keen on that, funding. So I'm coming to me, me $1 million. Say you fuck share you.
In this economy where Russia and Ukraine are still fighting.
You see, the Nigerians,
even when it is affecting the economy.
Nigerians are investing millions of dollars. So like, that's the only difference between me and them. Like, if I feel like me too, they invest million and I still be something, I'm not where I'm at, then, you know, say, problem day. But as of now, that's the only thing I haven't experienced yet. Investing millions of dollars into the business.
Yeah, I understand. What I'm asking is, now that even Russia and Ukraine, even if they stop the war, still, it's affecting this economy.
Yes. The economy is in crisis.
Since we don't have... No, you see, with what you've mentioned, $1 million may scare someone off, especially if the person wants to help. Okay, for example, if the person doesn't have, or for some of us who don't have $1 million.
Even me, I don't have. Yeah, we don't have.
What do you expect?
So when I say $1 million,
in any small way.
Yeah, I could be exaggerating, but then all I'm saying is like a substantial amount of money. Not in tens of thousands, but in hundreds of thousands for sure. But because in tens of thousands, we've invested that before.
You know, Twitch, I've been in a meeting with an artist.
Yeah.
And a man who has... Okay, I nearly used some words, but the guy get money.
Yeah.
Bad money.
Yeah.
We sat in this hall having a conversation, and this like his distant cousin B's son. So this is his nephew. Who had brought me to him, come talk to the big man about his music and how he can support. The man looked at us and asked, it was also the way he talks, of Ampacho and Yumna. It's got bad sand on here. Like, yeah. And the man doesn't know anything about the business. I'll give you. What they are doing to Jimmy Moon? Like, made a man, then what? Because he wants to know.
Yeah.
And so if any musician comes to me and talk about, yes, I need funding, I think it must, especially in Ghana. Look, I know the blogs may say or write negative stuff about me, but when it comes to certain things.
For real.
Especially in our music space.
I agree to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how...
I agree to that.
Governments, I mean, you look at how people in high places don't even value what we do.
Yeah.
Okay, can I say, oh, I'm assuming you're serious. What do they want us to do again? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think when we come on radio and we... Yes, we need funding. It must be explained in detail.
Very,
so that someone, some cocoa farmer beer, a person investing in a certain Twitch will know that, okay, I'm giving him $1 million. Or they quiet then.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm a fair breakdown, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
Because look, this radio, and if it is not properly detailed or if it's not well informed, whoever is listening with $1 million,
$1 million.
This is the big man telling me, and I sat down like, are you going to help the boy or not?
I hear that.
So for me, I'm thinking, he needs $1 million. What the year then?
Yeah, so breakdown.
Breakdown
and say, as an artist, okay, I wouldn't speak for any artist. I speak for myself because I know where I want to go.
Thank you.
So when I drop a project, I expect to be on tour. Whether we've made a million sales or not, we need to be on tour to activate the project. And then when I mean tour, I don't mean a nationwide tour. Because first of all, my sound is international. So there has to be international countries in addition to the nationwide. And then internationally, you have to rent venues and that. Eiska, team beko, live band for beko, DJ for beko, ansana. And we are tall. I'm just speaking about the tour side. Mm. There's media. We need to take care of media.
Right.
Everybody needs to eat in the job.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort everyone. There's a lot of media houses in Ghana. So at least we'll be able to every media company.
Not even in Ghana. You have to cross over, yes, man. I'm even attacking
Ghana first before we even go. Like at least every media company, I can beg and give them like, say, 20,000-25,000 cedis for 2 weeks promo, make them just play my music. That's just, I have to pay more than 10 people before I go Nigeria, before I go London. That's the Afrobeats house. And then Germany, and then Amsterdam. Mind you, the artists, we always compare our main A-list artists to, they are doing all of this.
Mm.
Some even haven't even stepped in Ghana, and then they are still being played here people are part of their payroll. Do you get what I mean? So I think from that breakdown, it's a lot of money. Even it's not 1 million, but then it's over tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah. The music business is
challenge. It's sad, though. But thanks to Crux Global.
Yes, big up.
For me, I salute every record label.
Yeah.
Doing it in their small way, yes, be it big or small. It Crux doesn't
Global
matter.
Is doing the Lord's work right now.
It doesn't matter what. I mean, even with a drop.
Yes.
In a mighty ocean is some progress. Sort of support. There's progress.
Big shouts to Crux because of them, you know, with this project, I see the media people playing the song. We are shooting content, you know. I see them doing funding. That's my highest motivation.
They are doing funding, eh?
Yeah, they are doing funding. Yeah.
Crux Global.
We shoot videos and stuff.
You are doing funding.
Yeah, please, yes. They are doing funding. If they haven't given you yours, I beg you, let me know. They have to give you yours.
Have you given me anything?
Crux Global will do the sorting.
I sit here Crux and Global promote will do the sorting. Artists. Recently, I saw on social media some nitwit saying that you have to... Do you know how much money you have to pay Andy Dusty before he does his interviews? Do you know how much money Andy Dusty charge for interviews?
No.
Can any artist in Ghana say we charge for interviews or we've charged a peswa for an interview?
Not at all. That's why y'all deserve more. That's why I have today on Crux.
Anymore, sister.
Crux for do something, trust me.
Every morning there's a new artist on this seat. Every day. Like every day, oh.
We have a Bremo package.
Every day.
Every Bremo package. Say, this one, if it's a big package for everyone, at least, to show appreciation. And just say, be real, Patrick, you discover it.
Let's enjoy one more song. Let's enjoy one more song. Folks, let's enjoy one more song of the EP from Twitch. Folks, we are live on 103.9 FM. Send in your messages.
Look at the way man, they grind, see the sweat in my eyes, enemies wanna take over. You know, if people decide what I do for my life, that's why I'm a thank Jehovah. I already know what's mine. I don't need to fight. I don't want to waste my time. I'm already, cause I forget.
What's it that suffer get?
Yeah.
My brain, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hustler.
Real hustler.
Which school did you attend?
Tertiary, mm. Legon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You be Legon boy?
Yeah, I be Legon boy.
Which year?
I finished 2020. I go 2016. Yeah.
What did you read?
Education and Leadership.
And what are you doing with it?
I just went out to obtain knowledge and experience, to be honest. Yeah. I know they use the certificate for anything, but still, I just feel notice difference between me and somebody when I go tertiary. So I think, yeah. I preach some knowledge for them.
I like this guy. Okay, for real.
Thank you.
I mean, for you to make that move, like, yeah, okay, you know what? Let me just go to school.
Yeah.
Get the certificate, yeah. Put it somewhere.
Yeah. Insight.
For me, I'm back in school, though, but.
May I'll join you later.
I'm back in school, I'll yeah. Join later. Let's just start yesterday. I missed class.
As in master's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I forgot. I didn't know. I just did. Hey, Rani Yakubo.
And for how long? A year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
I'm learning something.
It means that something.
Yeah, it's a branch in law.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
As I said yesterday, Bridash. I was filling some forms and Brida said, "Who's out of school?" And, yeah. And then I went law.
School no dey say, "What's it?"
Oh yeah, law. Any yahu? It's normal. Let me read some comments. Emil Smith says, "Twitch and Yalberg, these two guys really let me down big time. I really love them." Veronica Mati says, "Good morning, Andy Dusty. I really miss you dearly. Twitch, you are good.
Thank
Willis Osebra for Sandy, please. Today is my baby's birthday and her name is Nanaya, aka Brown Sugar in London. Please, I wish her the best in her endeavors. I wish I can buy the whole wide
love sweet
whole wide world for her. I love you, Brown Sugar. Cheers, baby, from Big Willis inside Airport Hills." Okay. Fifi clicks and says, "Please, Mr. Andy, ask him the whereabouts of Kwesi Slay and is he still doing music?"
Oh, Kwesi Slay?
Is it Kwesi Slay?
Yeah, Kwesi Slay. Okay. That's my guy.
He said Kwesi Slay. Kwesi Slay? Who's my own Kwesi Slay?
Yeah. I didn't get any.
Seven?
Yeah.
My Kwesi Slay?
Yeah.
That's my guy, yeah. Man. That's my G. Where is he?
He's around.
I need to check him
He's
out.
He's around.
Kwesi Slay? My G. Yo! Yo,
Kwesi Slay.
Nice guy.
Yeah, very cool guy. Unpekasabebre.
Action guy.
Yeah.
At one time, he invited me. I was with him and Aisha Modi.
Oh, okay.
And we went for lunch, and we're just having a conversation, and my phone fell. I think the next day or two, he asked me to come back. And then I said, I'm like, okay, I'm game.
Okay.
I got there, we sat and we were talking, and Aisha just pulled out something from a bag. And it was a new iPhone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, like, the guy just dashed me another phone, like,
Oh,
your phone is shoe on. And I said,
yeah.
It touched my heart. Like,
dope guy.
I'm like, yo, Kwesi.
Dope guy.
Oh, man. I need to look for him. I thought he was out of the country.
He came back.
Okay.
Yeah, he came back.
Okay. Atahiye says, "Twitch for Remix Superman. That song is too good. People are requesting for Superman." Yeah. He says, "Andy plays Superman." Ablekuma Nana Lace. He says, "Shout out." So, you know Nana Lace?
Yeah. Hey, everybody knows
Nana Lace. Who doesn't know Nana Lace, man? Who doesn't
everybody know Nana Lace?
Yo, who doesn't
Big
know
shouts.
Nana Lace? I blink my Nana Lace, man. Shall I need to start putting him on some songs? I mean, whoever releases a track must feature I blink my Nana Lace.
For real.
Okay. We have to go now. So what next? How do we get in touch with you? Shows, contracts.
Yeah, so I'm business. Actually planning a show. I'm not really settled on it yet, but I think I'm too excited.
You
want to
have your own
it.
Show?
Yeah, so I'm too excited about it. So that's why I asked Malik Yank and Wasame Kampu. But then in December, I'll be having a show maybe. And everybody can connect with me on social media, Twitch forever, forever, 4EVA. Yeah, Twitch forever. It's more, it's bigger than us. It's out now. More music is coming. More videos is coming.
Where from the name Twitch?
My cousin gave it to me.
Why?
I mean, I was going to SHS and, you know, I wanted a nickname so the OGs would see me like, me too, I'll be big boy.
You've arrived.
Yeah.
I mean, why did he choose, and he could have chosen any other name.
He watched this movie and then...
Let me grab.
I think that character, he was called Twitch in the movie. And the crazy thing is, I haven't even watched the movie.
The crazy thing is?
I haven't even watched the movie. I just liked how it sounded and I just took the name. And then I added forever to it because of algorithm purposes. This gaming company in America is called Twitch, so it's hard to search Twitch on the internet. That's why I added forever. Maybe later I'll just clear the Twitch and put forever because right now I really like forever.
But I think people know you for Twitch.
Twitch, yeah.
Again, it's a cool name. For me, I was thinking that it was because of the way you walk or the way you move.
Oh, no, I'm a very slow guy.
Yeah, because for a name like Twitch.
Yeah, I'm slow. Ironic. Ironic.
Because if you move jerkily, then you are Twitch.
Yeah.
You don't jerk.
I just liked how it sounded.
Hey, I just see that. Like, you don't jerk.
I'm dead.
Did I just say that? Yeah, if you move jerkily, yeah, that's Twitch. But how would I say you don't jerk? I didn't add off.
Yes.
So it's free. It's fine to say you don't jerk. Anyway. But thank you very much. Oh my God. Thank you very much for coming, Twitch.
Thank you too for having me.
The EP is out.
Yeah, Bigger Than Us. Out everywhere. Everywhere. Big shouts to Guilty Beats for producing all the songs on
He did all the songs.
Yeah, all the songs. So they are classics. I just hope Ghanaians listen to the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for giving us new songs.
Thank you.
On our radios.
Thank you. Thank you.
Something that
I appreciate you people too for playing us.
Yeah, and I think I need to put it in my car and drive around with it.
It's a very cruise song, like it'd be cruise playlist.
That's what I'm saying. For me, the only time I get to soak songs when I'm driving.
That tape is very, very cruising.
Either on my way to or fro work. You understand?
Yeah.
If I'm coming to work or I'm going back from work.
I think going back, I would rather vouch for going back because there's traffic so you can have more time to repeat the song.
You have no idea what happens in the mornings. Sometimes I listen to songs, my favorite songs on my way to work. It just uplifts me. Like,
I hear that.
Oh, Charlie, this is dope.
This is dope.
Sometimes... For me, Mike, I don't listen to bad music.
And I'm in there, and I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
you. So I need to soak it properly. If I like it, then it stays on my playlist on radio.
Yeah,
forever,
thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me, too. I'll definitely come here again.
You're most welcome. Let's enjoy one more before we go. Folks!
I see coming from Equatorial Guinea.
I don't Charlie! Know!
Charlie! No, but you see,
350 and run as a
yesterday there was a comment I saw on social media, and in fact, when I saw it,
if it's not open, you can use some slight saliva, the phone, so that you can. I said, what kind of scanner?
We don't use salivas for opening
phones.
Your pages. Pages near you.
If you are opening pages
thanks for the
then
correction.
You can just.
Yeah.
Thanks for the correction.
Listeners.
The boys in Yeshi.
Ufuzemwa ya adiama.
Yeah, guy.
If you are an Equatorial Guinean, then you will know how it feels.
Big up to all my friends from Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah.
Oh, you have friends? Yemo?
Yeah, they are colors, nice colors. They
yeah, beautiful nice people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Equatorial yeah. Guineans yeah. are beautiful people. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Listeners, that's not what we are discussing.
And if you know what they are thinking. Know what they are thinking.
Okay.
But what's going on? Okay, it's okay. Sorry.
So what is going on What is going on is that there is an actress, a Ghanaian actress in the picture.
Mm.
Which picture is that?
In the video?
Yes.
Yeah, video and picture. Yeah.
In the video.
Wow.
There is a Ghanaian in the picture. There's a Ghanaian in the video. Wow.
Out of the 400?
Listen to what I am saying. Okay. Kwame.
Yes, listen. This is serious. It's a serious issue.
This one is very serious. Okay, let's get serious then.
Chesamino, what I don't like is when issues pop up.
The Ghanaian, eh?
Yes. Nah, when issues pop up, fantastic, I know why. When issues pop up, and Ghanaians are so eager to know what is really happening, and they are known to say, there is a Ghanaian in the picture.
Yes, you join us on
there's
Facebook.
A Ghanaian in a video. Please, get on Facebook. Get on Facebook now.
See her picture.
Yesterday, someone commented, he said, can I get a video to watch some, at least 20 out of the 400 is okay for me.
Huh?
Actress Gloria Safo is in a video. Listen to what I'm saying, listeners. Listen. Get on Facebook.
Yes.
Do we have the video? We have the video. You see, Equatorial Guinea is a very nice country. And the issue at hand, listeners, let me check on Facebook. I want to know if people are here before I show you the video.
They are coming in their numbers.
Listeners.
In droves.
I need more viewers to show.
They're coming to watch.
Actress Gloria Safo. It's in a video. Embarrassment.
Yes.
Expressing. Now watch this on Facebook. Ghanaian actress Gloria Safo. We're talking about issues that will drive people crazy. And Ghanaians. Actors in Ghana are quiet. Actors in Ghana are silent. Actors in Ghana, instead of adding your voices to what Gloria Safo has done, every actor in Ghana is quiet. Every actor in Ghana, quiet.
How?
Because my mom will send a comment saying, Andy dear Daibo, oh dear Tanao, I am telling you, every actor in Ghana is quiet. Have you seen what Gloria Safo has done? Have you heard her? You've not seen Gloria Safo? Few days ago, Equatorial Guinea is everywhere. Everyone is discussing Equatorial Guinea. There's an issue. This is a proper actor in Ghana. Gloria Safo speaking. And every actor, of all the things Gloria Safo has done, no one is talking about what she has done. Kwame.
Andy.
Very serious issue.
Very, very serious
and
issue.
I'm embarrassed. Embarrassed. Gloria Safo was in Nigeria.
Did she go?
She didn't go. Supposed to go.
Yeah, so she was supposed to.
And she couldn't go.
Yes.
What about Equatorial Guinea?
I'm sure the visa is yet to come.
Okay. Listeners, Don't worry, if you are not getting me on radio, you can watch it on Facebook. Yeah. Gloria Safo is crying because a video is out. Gloria Safo, she's not very happy. She's blasting AMAA over flight tickets debacle. Get on Facebook now. Listen to Gloria Safo. Yes. She has vented her spleen on the organizers of the African Movie Academy Awards over challenges some Ghanaian filmmakers faced with their flight tickets while leaving for the event in Nigeria. The 20th edition of the African Movie Awards was held in Lagos, Nigeria on Saturday, November 2nd. And no Ghanaian is supporting Gloria Safo on this. Equatorial Guinea, everyone is supporting.
Yes.
Get on Facebook. I'm showing you something from Equatorial Guinea. Okay, it's Gloria Safo. Sorry.
You can't tell me that you are inviting me with an all-expense-paid trip, you know, invitation, and then I end up stranded at the airport. It doesn't work that way. Like I said, I had a lot of things to do. I missed a movie set, a feature film by a colleague. I missed a short film. I missed an awards night that I was nominated. I missed going for my movie premiere. The embarrassment, Nana Frema. The embarrassment. We stood at the airport for hours, and everyone, we were just so lucky that we went with media people, all right. But, you know, they were also found in that state. So I don't know if any of them, you know, was able to capture anything, but it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Why would they do that? Abdul Salam Yakubu. Mumuni. Abdul Salam, Julia Pia, just name them. Who knows? Akofa Jenny. I mean, just name them. Name them. Our big filmmakers. We were stranded at the airport, and we had to even let those who were on their way, you know, go back home, because don't come and face this embarrassment. Please go home.
Okay. Gloria Safo expressing her disgust. Now, what caused this?
You see, so, I mean, what are we doing? Your movie, your filmmakers in Peninfo. I almost started even filmmaking before some of Omunkrof from Okra started film. No, yeah, disrespect you, I must say. I could never put. I sorry, Ahimachi. Bebre ana, bebre do up before 5. I sorry, Ahimachi. Akwa da. Akwa airport. Nia sanko gune ni mase. Adi e yaso bedu airport ni abounce. So we take it in and you're valid. What? What happened? Who is responsible for this disgrace? Daybreak hits.
All right, listeners. Well, that was actress Gloria Safo expressing her disappointment at their inability to be at the African Movie Academy Awards held in Lagos, Nigeria. Now, let's speak with the country director of the African Movie Academy Awards, Judith Olowule Kwonu. Judith, good morning and thank you very much for joining us on Hits FM. How are you? Hello, Judith? Judith, can you hear me? Okay. Let's try and reestablish contact with her. Kwame, let me start with you. This is a very embarrassing situation.
Very, very embarrassing. I would love to hear from Judith, because almost everybody that was supposed to have gone that didn't go has been mentioning her name, because she's the country director for the AMA Awards in Ghana. And I assume most of them dealt with her. But when they had challenges and they were trying to reach her, they couldn't reach her. And I also understand, as with the time that I did the story that you just read, most of them had not gotten information, any communication from her. And to me, that is what I'm worried about, because if you have gathered a group of people for an event outside of their country, and then they encounter a challenge of that nature at the airport where their tickets were not valid, so they could not fly out of the country to where the event was happening, then it was right that you reached out to them and explained to them what really happened and even apologized. As we speak now, we've not seen any communique of a sort from the organizers of the AMA Awards apologizing or explaining anything about what happened to our people. I understand the pain that Gloria Safo, you know, went through, and I understand all that the other people also went through. I earlier on heard from Ola Michael. I think Ola Michael also expressed his displeasure about the whole incident, you know, and even the fact that there are some people, those who were able to get to Nigeria later. I understand that Jackie and a few other people were able to go later on. And
their own arrangement.
Okay. I don't know about that. But okay, so that's the understanding that yes. And I think last Saturday, because I just spoke to one guy. I think he's the leader of one of those guilds. And he was also mentioning an issue about hotel, you know, difficulties, accommodation difficulties when they got to Nigeria. So it means that the whole organization had issues, problems with our people going there. I'm not sure they sought to do that or they intended to actually put our people in that situation. But when you have issues like this, the right thing to do is to get back to the people, you know, apologize to them, explain things to them before they go out there to talk about what has happened. Now the issue is out already and people are expressing their opinions about this. And I'm very hopeful that maybe Judith and the other people at AMA Awards will come out and tell us what really happened and also apologize to the people.
Okay, Adam.
I think that, I mean, something of such magnitude where, I mean, it's even affected one of their red carpet hosts, according to Gloria, that's Jocelyn Duma. I mean, the kind of energy or the urgency with which it should be treated, I have not seen it. I mean, yesterday I checked on the whole AMA page and I did not see them acknowledge something like that. I mean,
something like what?
Like the challenges the
Ghanaian
celebs face. I mean, they should show concern in a way, and that maybe if they didn't even want it to be public, I mean, they could have done it individually. I reached out to some of them, and I mean, it's like they have not received any communication regarding what they went through, and it's like even you did not even feel their absence there or something of that sort. I mean, and an event which has been happening for about 20 years. If what we are hearing is indeed the case and the organizers are liable for this, I mean, they have not treated them or acted with urgency and show that kind of, I mean, respect they demand. I mean, you know, when you are organizing a program, you even need to check on the people in terms of their flight arrangement. And on the day, there should be some communication with them, because if indeed they are a crucial part of you or they are people you regard, Andy, if you are organizing a party, this one, like you've invited people, given them like tickets to come, flight tickets. If you're organizing a program and you have some guests coming, you certainly check on them, even at the airport, so that if there is some constraint there, you find a way to solve it there so that it does not escalate into something else. But we did not, from all indication, it's like something was not done when the challenge raised its head. And we've gotten to this point. And I really want to hear from the organizers what really happened and why we've gotten to this point, so that based on what they will say, we will juxtapose it with what Gloria has already said. But I'm surprised that most of those who experience this are quiet. Because you see, you're the owner and you're in jail fire. And if you guys have encountered this and you are quiet over it, maybe you think maybe next time you'll not be invited again or what. I mean, you need to express your disappointment in a way. But
maybe they are satisfied.
The silence is sponsored by fear or what? I mean, for me...
How did Jackie Appiah get there? She was...
According to
Gloria, I think I saw Jackie. I saw... was it Rosalind Ngiza? Was she there too? I think she also won or picked up an award. You said Rose,
and we Gloria said something. According to Gloria, she also encountered such a challenge.
In this case, how did she get there?
She says some of them did their own arrangement to go.
Okay. Let's reconnect with Judith. Judith, good morning and thank you very much for joining us on Hits FM. Hello, Judith. Can you hear me? Hello, Judith. Hello?
Judith. Then even when we are coming out, we'll sort it out.
Hello, good morning.
When we're coming out, we'll sort it out. We're busy. Obanga.
Okay.
She's not here.
It seems she can hear.
It appears she can't hear you, but we can hear her.
Yeah, we can hear. So.
In a connection.
Yeah. And
hello, Judith. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, Judith? Judith, good morning. Okay.
That's unfortunate, but it's a shame. But I think we...
Shame, yeah, beam now.
We need to reconnect with them.
Kind of, was it?
It's a one-tip rough.
One-tip rough. What is it? It's a shame. It's a shame.
I'm born rough.
What's so shameful about death? It's unfortunate.
But I think 20 years of doing this particular award, I'm not sure we should
be... It's been 20 already.
Yeah, encountering such situations. They need to work at it.
From this, does it mean that when they got to the airport, it was identified by the airline that their tickets...
Exactly.
Which have been sent to them.
Exactly.
Are fake.
Yes, they could not. It could not admit them on the flight.
Hey. But Adam, is this the first time you're hearing of such
things? Yes, but not on this level, like an organization of such magnitude. I mean, we hear personal stuff that, okay, somebody is going, maybe some credit card issues. We hear of it on individual level. But the tag. It's not a good thing.
And it wasn't just one person, a group of people. I think Dorian Avio was part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, this is not a good thing for the image.
Get me Dorian Avio. Sorry. Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
Hello? Okay. Righty.
It's not a good thing for the image of the organization. So, I mean, that's why... They should even look at the severity of, the reputational damage and come out.
In this case, if Gloria Safo hadn't come out to speak, it means Ghanaians wouldn't have known whatever happened.
Prior to that, I had heard Ola Michael speak to us on Peace FM.
Gloria was Sunday.
Ola was Saturday.
Ola was supposed to go as well.
No, Ola spoke about this on Saturday on PCF.
That he was,
part of the team.
He didn't go at all, but he also heard of what the other people, went through at the airport.
Because Ola, I remember I was with him on Wednesday, and he was like, they are inviting him, but it's like their alacrity to give him the ticket and other things. So he was like, I can buy my own ticket to Nigeria, but if you say... You are giving me a treatment of all expenses paid trip, and up to now, I just have only Thursday to make sure everything is ready, and you've not sent it. Then I may pull out.
So from the outset, there were red flags
and
about the whole trip.
I mean, the communication wasn't forthcoming with most of them, and I think it was why Ola didn't move from his house, too, because he realized that as a Nisim, And I don't think this is a good image for the award scheme. I mean, especially in our region, Ghana. I mean, it will make next time people, the wage people will place on it will be very, very light. So I really want them to speak about it.
Right. Let's get back to Judith. Judith, good morning.
Good morning, big brother.
Ah, good. You can hear me now. Thank you very much for joining us.
I can hear you.
Good.
Thank you.
Right.
For having me.
Are you in Nigeria?
Yes, I'm still in Nigeria.
Okay. Congratulations on the just held Africa Movie Academy Awards held in Lagos, Nigeria.
Thank you.
Right. It's unfortunate. We're hearing about Ghanaians that were stranded at the airport. Are you aware of this?
The word stranded is a bit harsh, as far as I'm concerned. First of all, let me say that a very good morning to Ghanaians listening to you this morning. And good morning to your studio audience. We are the African Movie Academy Awards. And I want to believe that we all understand technicalities of everything when it comes to an event to be held outside of your region. An event of this magnitude cannot bring the caliber of artists, including the ones that are going to perform, that we have paid to perform, to the airport as early as that time and decided or deliberately abandon them or wanting to embarrass them or for whatever reasons being peddled all around in the airspace. Secondly, I want you to also know that this has been held over the past 2 decades. And I want to believe last year, we didn't get calls of any quarters to say that some people were stranded or anything like that. This particular edition is about the 20th edition. So there was so much more in place to ensure that we get all our people across Africa. We fly people in every region of Africa to this event. And prior preparation had been made. The previous night, I flew into Nigeria with 14 Ghanaians, including some performers. And the reasons why we had to put more people on that morning flight was that because it was a late flight, we got the people that consented to being available to fly. So I personally went to the airport. Even most of them had checked in without their tickets. They checked in. The moment you get to the counter, you give your passport. Because the group booking, your name is already there. They find you in, you check in and go. So most of the people were in. The 14 number were in before I got to the airport. They were well seated and waiting for the airline to take off. So when the Friday morning, the remaining people that had consented to fly that morning had their information there already. But for some reason, technically, which is beyond our knowledge and our control, there was an issue. So there and there, the CEO of AMA said, I should put some people, I was in Lagos, but I should put, because we're on the ground trying to communicate with the airline, what's going on, and all of that, resolving that. So the CEO of AMA, in his busy schedules, working on other things, said, no, Ghanaians are important delegates. Judith, please put some people on conference calls. Let me speak to them. Let me let them know that they are very important to us, and we're going to get them to move on any other available flight. So we started checking on other airlines around the time because airplanes that we used, our partners, did not have any airline available in a short while. So that arrangement started. But within that, he spoke to a number. I was trying to put some of them were still at the airport. So I put those that I could connect on the WhatsApp to the call. major, I mean, our veterans that were there and some media that were there. Then listen to me, spoke to them at length, telling them we are sorry and apologizing to them to be able to let them know that it wasn't deliberate. This is beyond our control, but we'll work on it. So if later on we hear some of these stories about fake cricket, which I don't know anything about, but I would like the media to also investigate that. If there's any cricket issue to anyone, anybody peddling that, to be able to come out with an evidence of the cricket that was faked and that we deliberately gave to ensure they were embarrassed. Because I don't even know what we are going to get out of that embarrassment that we have caused them at the moment. But if we are able to manage to be able to let them know all of this, and at the end of the day, this is what we get back, then there's an issue. Secondly, I also want you to know that there's a particular undertone to all of this, because if at the end of the day, some people were able to still make it after that incident to the event, it tells you that it can never be deliberate, that we want to just get people there and not let them come.
Well, Judith, please hold on for me. If you say some people could make it despite the problems, could it not be that they had the means or they had enough money to purchase their own tickets? Or did you try to get them there?
We tried to get people, or the rest of the people there at the airport at that moment, to on other flights, which we were unable to because some of those flights were booked, fully booked, so they were having like 2 seats left and all of that. So we're avoiding not getting some, maybe 2 or 3 people, and the other people will feel that maybe they were deliberately spited and they picked the important people and all of that. So we stepped down. We stepped it down, looking out for other airlines that we can get to get this number of people to come.
Okay, who was in charge of the flight arrangements? Again, what's their explanation to all of these problems?
Well, there will be a communique, there's going to be a release to that effect, which is much technical, which I'm not permitted to explain to you right now at the moment.
Could that be that you've not questioned the person in charge why the problem was at stake?
Of course, you know that would have been done because we are an organization and we're dealing with agencies. But technically, when you're unable to control something, I mean, we all fly. We know sometimes you get to the airport, there's a technical hitch somewhere, and you cannot control that. So that is what I want people to know, because this is not if you fly often, you know that you get to the airport. I told some of our people from Germany and Canada last night, where they had already gotten to the airport and they are unable to fly because the airline had communicated by text message that they cannot fly again that night because of some technical issues. So the people had to go back to their homes. Those that they can put in their and some hotels that came from far away should stay, so they can put them in hotels, but they will communicate to them when they will be moving on Wednesday or something. That is some... Those are technical issues that you cannot control.
Wait, please, Judith, hold on. Does that mean that the issue did not only happen in Ghana, but other countries?
I need to tell you this for free, that we had some delegations from Uganda.
Right.
And the airline took them round, and finally brought them. You know, the connecting flights in Africa is very difficult, because we've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
Connecting flights from... even if you want, sometimes you want to fly from Cameroon. We had a delegate from Cameroon. He moved from Cameroon to whether Sierra Leone, from there to Abuja, before they finally came to Lagos. So most of the time, the connecting flight from some of these countries are not straight. So this delegation from Uganda had to come to another country before they got to Ghana. They even slept 2 nights in Ghana before they were able to fly to Nigeria. So those are some of the challenges that are challenges that you cannot, as an organization, control, because you don't have the personal airline that you can, or personal jet that you can put all your people on and bring them down. So as much as it costs so much to get the people to come to this event, we try as much, even if it is the last minute cricket, as much as it costs so much, we do it to ensure that we're celebrating, we are contributing our quota to the image of the industry. And we cannot say that we will deliberately do some things to make sure that we get new. I mean, all of this, it looks like somebody is trying to publicize herself or himself out of this kind of thing. And, you know, there are so many veterans that were there, which they called to say, Judith, we understand this thing. So don't worry. If we get to come, we'll come. If we don't worry, because you've been doing that with us for over the past 20 years. We've never experienced it.
Now, you mentioned that there will be a communique later, but yes. Have you seen actress Gloria Safu's video where she complained about the embarrassment?
Well,
if yes,
I've seen some snippets.
Okay, if you've seen it, have you addressed it? Are you going to address it, or you let it slide?
I have sent her a message of apology, but she kept on doing this. But if there's not a problem, I mean, we are different people with our background, where we come from, and how we are trained. I'm sorry this happened. I'm also sorry that it's going this way, because somebody that is close to me that could have communicated with me, Judith, what happened and all of that, she never did that. All I saw was she's going all over the earth. So it can be okay. You know, bad news sometimes. I'm a media practitioner. Bad news is also good news sometimes. Maybe you are trying to reignite the faith of AMA for us in your own way. We'll take it like that.
Wait a minute. Is it going to affect her participation moving forward?
Well, you see, I said to somebody that some of these things, it will not affect anything. Maybe in our space, because other spaces had their own experiences, but nobody put anything up anywhere. And other spaces had, like, maybe a whole day delay of airline, and things were sorted from other regions of Africa. We didn't see this. The Kenyans, the Ethiopians and all of that, and all of that, and all of that. We didn't see anything of this sort. So, I mean, well, maybe our system enjoys this thing. So we will take it like that.
I'll soon let you go. Earlier when you were making your submission, because I wanted you to finish when you were outlining the things, per your arrangement, you mentioned that you flew with 14 people from Ghana.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And these 14 people had given you, or they had consented to being on a flight with you. Right?
Yes.
Does that mean that the ones that couldn't get flights didn't consent to go with you?
No, they did. You know, because it's a huge number. You can imagine us flying.
In this case, how many people were supposed to leave Ghana?
In total, the number, including the nominees, some of our past winners, and also the performers, we had music, we had MCing, we had spoken word, we had people selected from Ghana to perform. We even had a French compere that was supposed to be on stage. He even came the previous day, you get it. We tried to check who and who will be available for the Friday and for the Thursday so that we can split it conveniently for the people that will consent to their timing. And we also understand that people are quite busy. They have their own businesses. So we let them understand that, well, this is what we have open, which I did personally. And they all said, okay, I'll prefer the Thursday night. I'll be okay. Okay, let me do Friday morning. So those were the arrangements that we have.
In all, what was the number?
The number should be around 40 people.
Four zero, you mean?
Yes, or text something. I have to check totally.
In this case,
there were some that dropped in the middle for some emergency.
Okay.
That called me to say, Judith, I can't make it because I lost somebody. Judith, I can't make it because I didn't get my passport. It has been submitted to some embassies. I thought I would get it before now. So there were these things that were happening within the whole thing, which they had consented earlier on.
No, they could have used their Ghana card anyway.
No, Ghana card doesn't work. Sorry, let me call that. correction.
I know. Just like well, I'm just messing with you. Forgive me.
No. It's a joke of the system.
I know. Okay, thank you very much. So in this case, we're waiting for the communique and the...
I will share with you by close of day today.
All right, thank you very much. We hope that the affected individuals will be well, they will calm down and better yet, moving forward, they will adhere. And yet, you also do your background checks and make the corrections.
Yes, please. We are still with them. They are our people. We celebrate them. We appreciate them. They are the face of the African cinema. We cannot underrate that. And my media colleagues, I'm very, very sorry. I feel so very bad because I blame myself. I have told them that let's do them Thursday. That's my media colleagues. But what happened was that I felt they should come with the stars in the morning so that the news can begin from there. You get my point. So I'm so sorry. We're going to make it up to you. There are so many events coming for AMA across the African space before the next year's event. And we're looking forward to collaborate and also enjoy the event together.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Judith. We're so grateful.
Thank you, sir. Mm. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome.
And thank you to your studio audience.
Right. Thank you. That was Judith Olowole Kuonu, Country Director of the African Movie Academy Awards. Kwame, you don't seem too satisfied or consented.
What can I say? I'm just disappointed with the way she communicated, because if you know that you were taking about 40 people to Nigeria from Ghana and only about 14 were able to make it, and then the rest had challenges. And if you were called on a radio show to explain yourself, all that you could do was just, you know, show emotions. And I don't think she communicated well on this matter. Because as somebody who was dealing with human beings, if they have come out to express themselves about what happened at the airport, and you didn't deny, it wasn't as if it was intentional, it was a challenge, you addressed the challenge and apologized to them. But the way she was speaking created the impression that it appears as if somebody was after them or somebody wishes them bad or something like that. I don't think it was right to have, you know, come out in that tone. But I understand how some of these things work, and I think that those who are involved would, you know, accept the apology. We are waiting for the communique that she's talking about, and I understand she says that she has also apologized to Gloria Safo, you know, privately.
Mm.
Okay, if that's the case, I think Gloria should even come out and say that, yes, I've received a message from Judith about this, but we've not heard her on that yet. I think Gloria should do that if she has received any apology from Judith. I believe that moving forward, we should be careful about some of these things, because, you see, these are our celebrities. They are our own, and you can't keep them stranded at the airport. You can't always say stranded is not the word to use, but they were stranded. Yes. They were stranded at the airport.
They went back home.
They were stranded.
Look, if you're traveling and you get to the airport and you have issues,
yes,
you'll be stranded.
Yes, you will be stranded.
Yes. And then you tell us that
you spoke to them. How many of them did you speak
again,
to?
Again, was it selective? Then she also mentioned that, stranded is a harsh word. Later on, she also mentioned that they were stranded.
You see. So just admit that, you know, it's not your doing, but you encountered challenges and you are sorry about this. As simple as that. The whole going around, even glorifying the fact that some other people from other countries also went through the same challenge. Why do you even, you know, pride yourself with this situation? I don't think it was right to have communicated this way.
Time to the Adam. Our time is up, so I have to let you know.
I think they should have...
I'm letting you know our time.
No problem. They should have acted, urgently to this, because it wasn't something pleasing, because they were not even to take in about half of the number which they were supposed to be in Nigeria. So this is a very serious matter, and I think they were lackadaisical at the beginning, knowing that if you leave an issue, it will run into crisis. They left the issue and it's now affecting their reputation. So they should have earlier communicated for calm tempest to come, but they delayed in their response to the situation, and it's quite unfortunate. We are waiting to see what will be in the release, but like, she has offered some apology on the platform, so I wish, I mean, they take that in good faith, and they need to do better, because from her own narration, it's like they have been having such flight arrangements and other things. I mean, it's about time they look at the best way possible, because it will take all the B2 out of the thing they are doing. And they did an award 20 years. We are here. Look at what we are discussing. So they need to find a way to solve that flight issues, else it will continuously hamp their reputation.
And according to Doreen Avio, Judith sent an apology message to her after the incident. Mm. So maybe personally, she did that to some of them, or maybe most of them. But if Gloria also received that apology message, then I think it's right that she comes out to maybe let us know
that they've apologized. Exactly. I mean, accountability is nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate that it's a shame.
It's a shame. It's a crying shame.
But all the crying cries out now.
Shame, awesome.
Shame, news. Shame, news.
And yesterday I was at church.
Mm.
I'm inviting you to Imperium Gathering. It started yesterday. It was a beautiful scene. I mean, young people giving themselves to God. Reverend Kojo Bempa was there, Captain Smart. I mean, it was a wonderful service. And I want to invite you. It is from now to Sunday.
Were you preaching?
Oh, no, I went to receive the word and miracles. I mean, it was great. You know, so just join us, Prophet Uche Eric Buahin's church. OPD came there.
Listeners, this is where we end the program. Thank you
Join us this
much.
Week.
Oh, shut up. Listeners, this is where... somebody like you, who came here... You came here... No, listen to what I'm saying. You came here holding your nipples.
Hey!
Yes!
Annie,
you came...
Disclaimer.
The nipple is part of the human body. Why? What's all wrong with nipple? No, what's all wrong with nipple?
Because
what's all wrong with where is your nipple?
I was at church.
Where is your nipple? Why? Do church members don't have nipples?
We don't.
Do men not have nipples?
We don't.
Do women not have nipples? What is wrong with nipples? And there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know why we've made it so bad that
It's been turned around in.
It's not been turned around.
Equatorial Guinea.
What I'm saying is that you came here holding both nipples and showing that someone is displaying his nipples in a video from Equatorial Guinea. Came here, you finished the program, and then you sat here inviting people to church. Again, I'm talking about nipples, here you are displaying where your nipples are. You are a very shameful individual. In fact, a crying shameful individual. I pray for you and all the evil and demonic spirits in you depart in the name of Jesus.
Tonight.
Amen. As you go to church, I pray that you receive a proper testimony. By tomorrow, you make
stay
some good
away
money.
From nipples.
And you know, thank you very much for listening. My name is Andy Dusty. Thanks so much to Kwame Dadzi. Thanks to producers, Mr. Hagler, Wadud, Fidelis, and DJ Fantastic. My name is Andy. We shall meet again same time. Same time tomorrow. Hey, my sweet sister Alice Tope, good morning and many thanks for listening. We here. We are very loud at East Legon Shell.
Showbiz review.
My friend, let me also say this. Oh, our sweet sister Beverly Afaglo says she's inviting us all. Says it's been 3 years. She brought us. You remember when she brought us the traffic burger? So this day she's giving out free burgers. Once you buy your three shawarmas, you have free burgers to accompany it with. Thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow, in fact, I'll make sure I dash you some shawarma, all right, and some burgers. Mr. Glass up next with music.